This is the TRT Community Podcast, where we discuss all things testosterone.
What's going on, guys? I'm Brandon, founder of the TRT Community, host of All Things Testosterone. To my right is Ian Schweida.
Hello, Brandon.
Hello, Ian. It has been a minute. We've taken like 2 months off. Not without good reason, I guess. You know, life's been busy, the holidays and whatnot. I'm engaged, so I've been planning a...
Congratulations.
It's not shotgun because she's not pregnant. A flash mob. I keep calling it a flash mob wedding because it's going to be...
Like, we're going to have dance numbers. Yeah. There's going to be an intermission.
We're just going to be like rolling down the street, jump out at a park, get married, and then hop back in the car kind of deal. which there will be... We'll be like smoking some kind of meat back in Forney if y'all want to come out there when we're done.
Sounds real good.
Yeah. But literally, you're the only person that's not related. That's you and Megan that are going to be there.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for you, man.
It'll be fun. She might be flying a friend in from Tennessee. That's yet to be determined.
Very cool.
She'd probably meet her before. It'd be weird to just meet at the wedding.
Yeah.
What about you? Any big news that you've already dropped on the podcast?
Well, in the last 2 months since we've done a podcast, we have... Made a baby.
That's so awesome.
We are expecting our first child in August of 2021. I believe it's August 21st. We had a first appointment a few weeks back. Funny story is her dad, my wife's dad, is actually an OB-GYN, and my wife sees his partner, which works in the same office. So we had to do some espionage, I guess you might call it, to I don't know if that's the right word at all, but we had to work with the office staff to sneak in, get on the schedule, sort of in a clandestine way. And then our doctor came in, did the exam, printed out the sonogram, ran over to her dad, his office partner, and was like, "Hey, I need you to take a second look at this. I'm not sure what I'm looking at." And then he looks at it, sees his daughter's name on the bottom of it, and it's like, "Son of a bitch." And then he comes in the room and is like, "Heard you guys need a second opinion." And, you know, and her mom works there too. So it was a fun little family reveal. Because it's not something we can keep a secret for long with her dad working there and going to appointments every 2 or 3 weeks, which is apparently how that worked.
Did he not question why his partner was not sure what he was looking at? You're a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean you're not sure? It's a baby.
You're right.
Hey, will you hit that light switch for me?
Oh, yes,
of
course.
I'm real unprofessional and just started this podcast with a loud fan and lights on. Ian is hitting the switch. The switch has been flipped. Those of you watching on YouTube can now see the magic light behind Ian. And he's back. All right, so...
Here I am.
Brandon's getting married. Ian's having a baby. Y'all have been trying... How long did y'all try?
I'm going to say 2 years just to make it a nice round because it felt like an eternity. And yeah. I'm glad to be at this point. Really, really anxious to get to August and have just want a healthy baby in my arms. That's really what I'm hoping for the most because the last 2 years have been up and down, roller coaster like. So emotionally, hormonally, and mentally, it's all this, all the things that come with that.
When you say 2 years, that doesn't sound like that long, but being involved in the updates regularly and this, it felt like an eternity, you know?
Yeah.
I think if you said, "Oh, we tried for 2 years," most people, I mean, people would say it's a long time, but it's not crazy, crazy long to try to conceive, you know?
No.
But yeah, it felt like so much longer than that.
But realizing that for part of that, I was probably due to being on TRT, unfortunately, I was infertile, so yeah. There was firing blanks basically. So we weren't getting anywhere with that. So I had been on Clomid at 50 milligrams a day for the last several months prior to finding out. And as soon as we found out, I just I ditched it because I don't want to have to take that for any longer than I need to.
Yeah. So now that you have conceived, what are you going to do with your protocol? Are you changing it up? Are you getting back on? Are you?
I plan to get back on. I'm going to call our friend Kenny at Matrix Hormones, give him a call, message him, whatever, and see what he has to say, because I'm excited. I'm excited to hear that you are getting with Matrix and starting treatment with them. And from what you've told me so far, it sounds really good. So and Kenny's a really smart guy, knows a lot, keeps up to date with the research, has his finger on the pulse of the industry. It's just like you can really trust someone like that with your health, and that's so valuable. So yeah.
And he's really attentive. That's my favorite thing about him.
Yeah.
So, you know, the reason that I switched, I just recently did it, and to pull back the curtain, I'll probably air this episode before we air the Kenny conversation episode that we recorded 20 minutes ago. That's the curtain. So the reason I switched had nothing to do with the doctor. Rachel Lyle at Integrative Medical has been nothing but great. I enjoy treating with her, and she's still my primary care physician. But going through it, and a lot of you guys want to find a brick and mortar specialist that's not a TRT clinic. But what you get when the doctor hands you a prescription pad, you know, or the prescription and says, here, go get your testosterone, is you're going to have to deal with a pharmacy that's not used to dealing with testosterone. So I always went down in the South to either CVS or Walgreens, and I got tired. It was a battle. Every time I say dropped off, she actually would send it over electronically. But every time I went to pick up the prescription, they would argue with me about multiple things. Usually it would go something like this. Hey, I'm here to pick up my prescription. Oh yeah, we can't give you 10 mLs of testosterone because it's a controlled substance. And I would say, well, that's not true. You can, because you do all the time. And then they would say, oh yeah, but your insurance won't cover it. And I would say, well, that's not true, because they do all the time. But if they won't, I'll pay cash, because it's really about the same price if I use the Good RX app than it is, you know, as it is when my insurance covers it. And they would say, oh yeah, actually your insurance will cover it. And this is after I've been caught up in a texting cycle loop that goes something to the effect of, hey, your prescription's on back order. It's going to be here in 3 days. Okay, great. I'll be there in 3 days. And then 2 days later, I get a text that says, hey, your insurance doesn't cover this prescription. We've canceled the order. And then I'll have to call them. And
the runaround.
Yeah, it's like this big ordeal. So
if you're with Walgreens, it's a phone call, and it's really, this is Walgreens Pharmacy mm-hmm. telling you your prescription is not available.
Every yet. Single time, it's something, and it's always an issue with the pharmacy itself, never with the physician. So when I switched to Kenny, to Matrix Hormones, I just, you know, was emailing with his office manager and said, hey, think about switching. What would that look like? And she sent me a link. They've got a new system that's going live February 1st. And she said, great, you can be our guinea pig, first person to try this system. And I went through, I filled out the medical history just like I would if I were going to a new brick and mortar doctor. You know, a few pages of that, family history, that kind of thing. And uploaded a picture of my driver's license, my most recent labs. And I think that's it. And then I got an email wow. response that said, hey, here's some options for your consult. Does this work better than this? And I said, let's do this one. Kenny called me like right on time at the date and time that was indicated. And we had a 45-minute conversation while I drove from Frisco to Forney.
Nice.
And just kind of went over some of my health concerns, my medical questionnaire, what I was aiming to get out of the treatment, that kind of thing. And he fixed me up with not only, I mean, it's a similar, some of it's similar that as I was doing before, but he can get stuff that Rachel doesn't, it's not that she's unable, but she doesn't have the relationships with all of the compounding pharmacies. Kenny has to, he has to have a relationship with all of the compounding pharmacies because that's his industry. Rachel is more of a primary care physician, so she doesn't necessarily know where to get everything. So what I'm doing is 0.2 milliliters of testosterone cypionate in MCT oil, which if you're not aware, if the only benefit were that it was a thinner oil, that would be enough for me because I can easily draw it in a 27, 28, 29 gauge syringe and inject it that way. No more backfilling like I was with sesame oil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And 0.2 milliliters four times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And I'm taking...
So that's 160 milligrams a week?
165 probably, okay, something okay. like that. Yeah, it's yeah. close to that. And that's just because that's what I've been doing for years.
Okay.
And then doing... every night before bed on an empty stomach, I take... I inject ipamorelin combined with... what is it? CJC 1290...
Yeah, I think that's what you told me.
Yeah, something like that. I can never remember the names of it. And that's you know, it's an HGH secretagogue, and it's also like immune system health. I mean, there are tons of benefits. We won't get into all the benefits of that, but there are tons of benefits to both of those drugs.
Which for you is good.
Yeah.
Because you do have some autoimmune
yeah,
sort of
yeah, issues. Definitely immunosuppressed to some degree.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also taking... BPC 157, and that's body protecting compound, and that's that. I'm doing that for my knee mostly.
So, okay, the
yeah,
joint.
Yeah, I've got some cartilage issues in gotcha. My knee that I'm trying to go without having surgery, which is working phenomenally well. By the way, I mean that stuff is amazing.
Is that an everyday injection?
Every day. So I actually
and do you inject that. Same spot,
sub-Q, same needle, same syringe. I put 0.2 mLs of ipamorelin and CJC,
okay,
and then
okay.
and then I've actually already pre-filled the syringes with that also have 0.2 of BPC.
So weird question. I thought maybe that you were injecting the BPC straight into the problem area or something.
No, you can.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
I didn't know.
But it's more of a whole. It helps every. It helps our whole body with healing and stuff. So I do 0.4 total. Put both of them in the same needle, inject it into sub-Q tissue. It's aqueous based, so it's not it's a 31 gauge needle, and it's the shortest needle I've ever seen, but it's nothing, and I do that every day. And then on top of that, I'm doing he mentioned this on my consult and I couldn't write it down because I was driving, but I'm going to take 500 milligrams twice a day of calcium glucarate and 500 milligrams twice a day grapefruit seed extract, just to really get my I get headaches and stuff, so we want to get my hematocrit down into the
yeah.
mid to upper 40s. But yeah, switched over. It was incredibly easy. The only reason I hadn't done it sooner is because I thought it would be kind of a pain, but it was super easy.
How far along are you into this, the new
regimen? Started Wednesday.
Okay.
So
not enough to really notice much yet.
Oh no.
On either peptides or the
nope. And
new
I feel
MCT oil base.
Awful. Because my last injection, because of this pharmacy runaround, my last injection was like December 15th. So
you're dragging a little bit.
Yeah. So five plus weeks without testosterone, and I felt like shit. I mean, I can't think. My energy levels are down. Feel like I was getting sick, headaches every day. Just felt bad for the past 4 weeks or so. So yeah, excited to get back on it and feel better again. Super easy process, though. That's the main thing that I would strive to relay to the listener. And Kenny just told us that they're going to do monthly charges instead of, the way that Matrix works right now is that they have, you pay for what you need basically. So, you might pay $0 this month, but when you're out of testosterone, you're going to pay for the testosterone and for whatever other medications. And it can be costly
for 10 to 12 weeks at a time.
Yeah. If you're buying three or four different medications, you could be looking at several hundred dollars, but then you don't pay anything for 3 or 4 months. Well, they're going to do a monthly $99 a month, and then further discounted for listeners of this show in the near future. So I'm excited for that, because a lot of guys need that cheaper monthly obligation as opposed to that quarterly bigger spend. But
that makes sense.
This is not a Matrix show. That is, we're not. I don't mean for it to sound like I'm pushing them right this second. We've got a lot of great clinics at the website, testosteronepodcast.com. You can search on there and find a clinic near you that there are other fantastic options as well. What else we got after being off for nearly 2 months? We got anything else to say?
Not a lot. Not a lot. I want to shout out to Casey Schlichting.
Shout out.
Iowa farm boy.
Yep.
Farm man, I guess I should say. He could probably kick both of our asses.
He's becoming more of a man. Have you seen that guy? He's looking like a beast these days.
He is. Yeah. No, I want to shout out to him because along the way, I should have done this earlier when I was kind of giving an update, but Casey was always probably once a month, once every other month, whatever, checking in with me to see how our infertility journey was going, shared with me several of his thing, his things when him and his wife were going through infertility and the struggles they had, the ups and downs that he went through during his time. So it's things like that and guys like that I'm grateful for this group for, that are complete strangers across the country, but they reach out because they know, you know, they've been there before and they can offer some encouragement, some advice. And it's really, really things like that I'm really grateful for his efforts. And just send me a Facebook message and just say, how you doing, man? Checking in on things and asking me how it's going. So appreciate you, Casey. And don't be afraid to reach out if you want to share something or, you know, support other guys in the group.
We need to have him on the show.
I agree.
I like that guy. He's funny. And I definitely appreciate him reaching out and supporting you in that way. And with me, he mostly just sends funny shit. So
yeah, I get TikToks occasionally. Yeah,
I can be sitting there and if a Facebook message dings on my phone and I open it and chuckle, my fiance usually asks, is that Casey? Yeah. Yeah, that's Casey.
I think that's all I had. I don't really have much else.
You're having a baby. I'm getting married. I'm moving 47 minutes further away from you. I think that's it. All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the TRT Community Podcast. You can find us online at facebook.com/groups/TRT Community.